In a neglected factory, an older, well-dressed man distributes the money. He glances at Baby, who gives a coffee to each of the three robbers. The dark-haired woman lounges in the handsome man's lap. The bearded man eyes Baby, who still wears his earbuds and sunglasses.
What's his deal?
Baby, full cut, same as everyone.
Doc, I mean, is he, retarded?
Retarded means slow. Was he slow?
No.
Then you don't sound the retarded to me. He's a good kid and devil behind the wheel. What the hell else more do you need to know?
So you don't think that there's something wrong with him just not saying anything?
There's nothing wrong with a little quiet.
You know why they call him Baby, right? Still waiting on his first words.
The bearded man rolls a toy car across the table, then throws it at Baby.
So you're a mute, Baby? Is that what it is?
He removes one of Baby's earbuds.
Are you a mute?
No.
So, what are you listening to?
Music.
That's right, you tell him, Baby.
Shh, it's okay.
He removes Baby's sunglasses.
For God's sakes, Griff, leave the kid alone.
You can't just be in crime, right? Not without being a little criminal. I just want to find out what's going on between those ears. Aside, of course, from, Egyptian reggae.
What's it matter to you?
Just think that he thinks he's better than us. He wants to sit there in his car, keep his white shirt clean while the rest of us, we roll in the dirt.
Griff hits a second pair of glasses off Baby.
One of these days, Baby, you're gonna get blood on your hands. And you're gonna find out that that shit don't wash off in the fucking sink.
Relax. The kid did his job, all right?
Did I ever say that the kid wasn't great at his job? Nah. I think he's a star.
Doc drops a bag.
Would I vouch for him if he wasn't?
Conceding, Griff lifts his hands. He threatens a punch at Baby, who remains still. The young man calmly eyes Griff.
Gotta hand it to you, totem pole. You're either hard as nails or scared as shit.
Baby puts on sunglasses. He puts in the second earbud. In an elevator, a man presses three buttons. Doc stands in front of Baby and Griff. The couple kisses in a corner. Blowing a gum bubble, Griff nods at the lovers.
What do you think about that, Baby? Mommy and Daddy are getting it on.
Enough.
Yeah, where do you get off?
Right here. Okay, folks. If you don't see me again, it's because I'm dead.
Griff exits, entering a parking structure.
Tell me about tonight, buddy.
Tonight, darling, we will have post-heist revelry at Bacchanalia.
Wow, that is the finest wine and dining of all the wines and dines in town.
It's us.
Buddy and the woman leave.
Well, sir, expect the lady and myself to darken your door once the nose bag is empty. And Baby, you did good, kid. Do me a favor, next time Doc calls, don't pick up.
Don't listen to him.
On a different level of the parking structure, Doc and Baby step off the elevator.
Now I get absolutely no pleasure in taking candy from Baby, but
we're fast approaching the day when you...
Doc hands Baby a bundle of cash.
We'll be all paid up.
Baby eyes the money and nods.
One more job and I'm done.
One more job and we're straight. Sound good?
Oh. I was gonna wait until we were square, but what the hell.
These are for you.
Doc gives him driving gloves.
Now give me your burner.
They trade flip phones.
I'm gonna need you behind the wheel again real soon.